to Between the Lines for the week of July 17th, brought to you by Kearney County Library. I'm your host, Richard. We want to start by announcing some of the winners of our bigger prizes for our summer reading program here at the library. The airplane ride provided by Tri-Rotor went to Isaac Day for the K to second grade age group. Eden Vasquez received it for the age groups from 3 to 6. And Caitlin Owens received it for the teen and adults. For our fire truck ride provided by the Legan Fire Department, Emmanuel Gonzalez received it for the K through 2. Dylan Gibson through for the 3 through 6. And Wanda Fury for the teen and adult age brackets. For the shirt quilts provided by Suzanne Rodriguez, we had the kids winner was Lily Bless. And for the teen and adults, it was Alice Reimers. So congratulations to the winners to some of our bigger prizes for the summer reading program. Also related to summer reading, we had to reschedule our swimming party, and that's been rescheduled for July 29th from 8 to 10 p.m. in the evening, and this is for summer reading participants. This upcoming week, we have the fair going into full swing. We are going to actually talk about a little bit of Saturday as well as this coming week, so we're going to start with the 16th. But we have the rodeo parade that's going to be at 10 a.m. on Saturday morning. And then after the parade, plan to stop by the Kearney County Museum for a free bowl of ice cream. You can also browse through the main museum, annex, round barn, and farm machinery building until noon. Some of the buildings might be closed because they are doing some re-roofing on some of them. But if you'd like to go by there, enjoy some ice cream. For the rodeo, it's going to be July 16th and 17th at 8 p.m. at Locks Park Arena. Stock is furnished by JJ Rodeo Company. Admission for adults is $7. For children 7 to 14 years old, it is $3. Six and under get in free. On that Saturday and Sunday night, the special event is going to be the Otis Jennings Memorial Ranch Style Bronc Riding. Also, there will be junior barrel racing for 14 and under. Entry fee for that is $5. Saturday night features the championship stick horse race for 12 and under, and this is sponsored by Subway. There's also a pork barbecue at 6:30 p.m. included in the cost of the ticket to the first 350 people. Saturday night, there will be a dance following the rodeo. The band playing will be Clay Davenport and his band. Then on Sunday night, the feature will be the calf scramble. To list off some of the activities for the fair for the upcoming week, on Sunday the 17th from 1 to 5 p.m., the exhibit building will open for construction of educational and commercial booths. On Monday the 18th at 9 a.m., they have the 4-H and Open Horse Show. From 3 to 7 p.m., they have check-in on all 4-H, Scouts, and Open Class Fair exhibits. At 3 p.m., the 4-H concession stand opens. At 6 p.m., there's a hamburger meal. At 7, there's a 4-H Junior Leader Club live foosball tournament. Also at 7 is the McLean's Mutton Busting in the Livestock Arena. On Tuesday the 19th, 9 a.m., begins judging on all 4-H, Scout, and Open Class indoor exhibits. At noon, the 4-H concession stand special meal will be available. From 1 to 3 p.m., there will be bingo, sponsored by the Senior Center. At 3 p.m. is the Rabbit and Poultry Show. At 4:30 p.m. is the Pet Show. From 5 to 9 at that evening is the Carnival and Game Night. At 6 p.m., the concession stand will have their special dinner. At 6:30, you have the Turtle Races, sponsored by the Chantilly 4-H Club in the Livestock Arena. At 8 is the Fashion Review, and then at 9:30, the buildings will be closed for the day. On Wednesday at 8 in the morning, the Swine, Sheep, and Bucket Calf Livestock Show will be taking place. At noon, the 4-H concession stand will have their special meal. At 1 p.m. is the Goat Show, and the Beef Show will be 30 minutes after the last goat class. From 1:30 to 3 again, bingo will be available to play, sponsored by the Senior Center again. At 5, registration for the kiddie tractor pool will be open. At 5:30, there will be the actual kiddie tractor pool, sponsored by the Kearney County Farm Bureau. At 6 is Kearney County Fair Board Scholarship Fish Fry. From 6 to 9 is the entertainment provided by Wes Wilkerson. And at 9:30, the buildings close again. On Thursday the 21st at 8:30, Senior Round Robin's Showmanship Contest and Junior Round Showmanship Contest will be happening. At noon, the 4-H concession stand special meal will be available. From 1 to 3 will be bingo again, sponsored by the Kearney County Senior Center. At 5 will be the Boy Scout Pinewood Derby Races in the Co-op Building. At 6 is the free barbecue featuring Webb's Food Crew and Barbecue. At 7:30 is the 4-H Livestock Premium Sale. And at 8:30 is checkout and the fairgrounds cleanup. At this time, all entries are released. Unclaimed exhibits can be picked up at the Extension office on Monday. Premium checks will be at the Extension office 1 week following the fair. To mention some of the other things that are happening during the fair and to elaborate on some of the things as well, the first one is the Kitty Tractor Pool. It will also have a watermelon feed with it as well, and this is Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. at the Kearney County Fair. Pre-registration, again, is at 5 p.m. This is for ages 4 to 12 years old as of September 11, 2016. First through third place of each age group will advance to the Kansas State Fair competition in September. And again, this is sponsored by the Kearney County Farm Bureau Association. Also this year, there are going to be a few contests at the fair. The first one is the Lego contest. Legos can be from a kit or an original design. Rules of entry are all divisions, open, 4-H, and scouts will compete against each other. Entry must be made by entrant. Judging will be based on construction quality, creativity, appearance, and age appropriate. Class to enter is under Special Classes and Contests, Department 1. Age levels include adult, 19 and over, teens, which is 13 to 18, and youth, 12 and younger. And there will be first through third prizes for each age group. There will also be a barn quilt contest. The rules of entry for the barn quilt contest are any size, but they must be 2x2 foot square to enter in the state fair and needs to be prepared for hanging. Recommendations are to use MOD or medium density overlay board, prime board with two coats of primer, use latex enamel paint for the state fair entry, or use UV protectant interior exterior for county fair entry only, or use suitable paint for interior display, county fair entry only. Original designs are encouraged. If copied, credit should be given to the source. To have your barn quilt entered in the Kansas State Fair, the entry in the system must be received by August 15, 2016. KSF rules apply. Champion Barn Quilt will be permanently displayed at the fairgrounds with credit given to the creator. The other contest is a decorative pillowcase contest. Check-in for this is July 18th from 3 to 7 p.m. These pillowcases will go to the Kearney County Foster Care Children. A personal pillowcase of their own assists with the emotional transition to a familiar surrounding. Free patterns and examples can be found at allpeoplequilt.com/million pillowcases, or you can stop by the Kearney County Extension Office at 218 North Main Street in Lakin. Rules of entry, all divisions are for open, 4-H and scouts will compete against each other. Entry must be made by entrant. The pillowcase will be made of complementary fabrics of contrasting design. Construction of the pillowcase may include piecework, applique, ruffles, or a combination of methods may be used. Judging will be based on construction quality, creativity, and appearance. Pillowcase will need to fit a pillow of standard size, which is 30 by 20 inches. Class of entry is under Special Classes and Contests, Department 1. Age levels include for adult is 18 and over. Youth is anyone under 18 years. That's going to do it for the announcements of the fair. We hope everybody enjoys the fair this year and hope to see everybody out there. This Saturday, the 16th, the Lake and Wesleyan Youth will be at the McVeigh Skate Park at 7 p.m. Ice cream pies and brownies will be available. It's a free will donation. And it's a great time to meet their new pastor, Chris McFadden, and the family. Proceeds of the event will support youth to the church camps. The Budget Shop here in Lakin has been serving the community for over 50 years and has been done by volunteers only. Volunteers have numbered around 150, and currently they are down to 50. If you are interested in becoming a volunteer to help keep the Budget Shop open, you can contact Dennis Rice at 355-7676. Barb Woodrow at 355-6529 or Winona Jabauer at 355-7606 and see how you can help out with the Budget Shop. The Kearney County Chamber of Commerce is sponsoring another check giveaway. This time it's going to be at the Golden Plains Credit Union. Stop by there and sign up to win for the $25 check and see what all the Golden Plains Credit Union has to offer the community. The Kearney County Hospital is going to be having a town hall meeting in Lakin on Monday, July 18th at 6 p.m. It will be at the Kearney County Hospital in Classroom A1. K-State's Moran Burns, Cody Cook, and Tremaine Thompson will be holding a youth football camp in Garden City on July 13th. For more information, you need to go to the website KansasGridironGreats.com. That's KansasGridironGreats.com. And you can find out how you can enter your youth into the football camp. For the Lake and Rec Commission for this upcoming week, on the 18th, there's water aerobics at 6 p.m., co-ed softball at 7 p.m. On Tuesday, water aerobics at 6 again. On Wednesday the 20th, there's sewing at 1 p.m. And then on Thursday the 21st, there's water aerobics at 6 p.m. Remember that the Kern County Museum is open Tuesdays through Fridays from 9 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. The Kern County Commissioners will be having a meeting at 8 p.m. on Monday the 18th. USD 215 Board of Education meeting will be at 6:30 p.m. Deerfield, there will be a fire meeting at 7 p.m. On Tuesday the 19th, there will be a Lake and AA meeting at 8. On Wednesday the 20th, there's TOPS at the Memorial Building from 6 to 8 is weigh-in. At 8 o'clock is the meeting. On Thursday the 21st, the Kern County Health Department does immunizations from 9 to 11 and then again from 1 to 3. Also that day, there's a fire meeting at 6:30 in the evening, Lake and Gun Club at 7, and AA meeting at 8. On Saturday, there's free yoga at the City Park at 8:30. And then for Friday and Saturday, there's Deerfield Days. On Friday the 22nd at 6 is the Fireman's Supper. Also at 6 is the Water Sliding Games. At 6:30 is the Bubble Ball Human Foosball. 7 is the Farm Olympics. 7:30 is the Helicopter Fly-In. And then at 8, 9, and 10 is the Kansas Anvil Shooters. On Saturday, which is the 23rd for Deerfield Days, they have from 6 to 9:30 in the morning breakfast. 7:30 is the Fun Run Walk. From 9 to 11, the Texaco Station will be open. At 9:55, there will be a motorcycle run. 10 o'clock is the parade. 11 is the sand volleyball. At 1 in the afternoon, they have the horseshoe tournament. From 1:30 to 3:30 is games in the park. At 6, it's the Deerfield High School Alumni Banquet. From 9 to 11 is the dance. At 9:45, there's the DSC Awards. And then at 10 o'clock that Saturday evening is fireworks. For this upcoming school year, if you're going to be needing sports physicals for your youth, there's a few more chances for you to be able to do so. Dr. Arlo Reimer will be available on July 27th from 9 to 11:30 a.m. Dr. Drew Miller will be available August 1st from 9 to 11:30 a.m. Then Chelsea Voth, PAC, will be available August 5th from 2 to 4:30 p.m. If you need to schedule an appointment for a sports physical, you can contact the Family Health Center at 355-7550 or 426-2990. And if they have any slots left available, they will slip you in. This upcoming week for the Kern County Senior Center, on Monday they have PATH exercises at 10. Golden Agers will be at noon. Remember, on the 19th, 20th, and 2 p.m. they have bingo at the fair starting at 1:30. On Friday the 22nd, there's coffee at 8. At 9 o'clock, there will be a Butte Hill Casino and shopping trip to Dodge City. And then at 10 is PATH exercises. To remind everybody about the construction up on 50 and 25 intersection here in the town of Lakin, the Kansas DOT urges drivers to be alert, pay attention to all work zone warning signs, slow down when approaching a work zone, and be prepared to stop. And that's going to do it for this upcoming week. We hope everybody enjoys their time out at the fair and hope you'll swing by the library's booth. In the evenings, we're going to have the laptop out there again with pictures going through it from the last year. We'll have a giveaway at our fair booth. Also, the Kearney County Chamber of Commerce will have their giveaway basket at the Kearney County Library's booth as well. And be sure to enter in those two drawings and stay around and look at the pictures. So this upcoming week, we hope everybody enjoys their time with family and friends. For Kearney County Library, this is Richard. We are located at 101 East Prairie Street, catty corner from the Lakin Elementary School. If you need to get in touch with the library, our phone number is 355-6674. For additional library information, you can visit our website at kearneycolib.info, kearneycolib.info, or you can visit our Facebook page listed under Kearney County Library. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We look forward to seeing you at the library.